like to call to order the regular meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors. And if you would all rise, please, and join Director Steele in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present.
Fantastic. This is the time for public comments. If anybody in the public would like to make any comments on issues that are not listed in the agenda, this would be the time to come to the microphone. You have 3 minutes to say what you would like to say. Are there any comments from the public on any items that are not listed in the agenda? Okay, hearing none, I will close public comments. Consent calendar.
Make a motion, we accept the consent calendar as it's stated.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion from the public? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Area agency reports.
Good evening. You get part of my voice, my allergies right now, so I'm scratching. Okay. So our agency report for tonight is, so there were 36 calls in Discovery Bay for the month of April. There were no major incidents in the town of Discovery Bay, so that's a good thing. For the month of April, the district did run 617 calls with an average response time of 8 minutes and 14 seconds. These included responses to 6 structure fires, 1 commercial fire, 6 vehicle fires, 1 large vehicle fire, and 1 small vegetation fire that was a roadside fire. The district also responded to 30 vehicle accidents, with an additional 10 of those needing rescue. 3 vehicle versus pedestrian accidents, 5 motorcycle accidents, and 3 bicycle accidents. So the district's currently working on its strategic plan. Some in this room have been involved in that. It's an ongoing process that we hope to have completed by December. Additionally, Chief Helmick spent 2 days last week in Sacramento meeting with more legislatures, more special district association groups, more fire district groups to try and keep building a coalition and spread the district's message at the Sacramento legislative level. In the next 2 weeks, he plans on spending 3 more days up there to keep with the message at that level. Going back to the vehicle accidents, you notice I said there was a lot, so I'd like to do a little bit of outreach here. Please drive safe over the next few weekends, and as we already know, it is our agricultural tourism season, so there's a lot of people from out of town in the area, so we're starting to encourage all residents. We know our residents live out here, just be a little more vigilant when you're driving, just more pay a little more attention. A lot of the people coming in from out of the area just don't know the roads like we do, so just take a little extra caution when driving around. We love this time of year for our fresh agriculture, but just please be safe while you're driving out there, pay attention. And if an out-of-towner needs some help with directions, please give it to them. So, also, fire season is upon us. It has been officially declared at the state level. So I'll remind everybody again, please clear your weeds and brush around your residences. For more information, please visit our website and go to our prevention tab on our website. All the information is there. One thing that has popped up on a little bit short notice, and I'd like to invite everybody in this room if they can attend. We're doing a joint outreach with American Dog Response next Wednesday from 10 to 1 at Station 53 in Oakley. It's for EMS week. They got to us a little late, but we are more than happy to be partners with them. It has to do with demonstrating CPR, AED usage, and some of the Stop the Bleed campaign, which is some of the things rolling out. So if anybody in this room can make it, please do. It'll be on our classroom side of that fire station in Oakley, and that's located at 530 O'Hara Avenue in Oakley. And finally, as of Tuesday night, the district will be changing its logo. So after a year-long process and many designs, we have finally come up with a logo change that the fire board unanimously approved. So you will start to see that roll out here real soon. It's a positive thing for us, and we will have our first patch as the East Contra Costa Fire District. So we're pretty proud of that. So I am available for questions. That's my report.
Any questions from the board?
I think probably just one. The accidents, I asked you last meeting, the accidents seem to be up. And since I said that, they seem to be up even more. Maybe you can talk a little about it.
There's been a lot more lately. Even our line personnel are noticing it, management's noticing it from the top down. we don't know the why. I mean, we start looking at the metrics, and there has been, seems to be an increase in intoxicated accidents. Again, why, we don't know. There's a lot more traffic out here lately, I think because the weather's been nicer, but I mean, as I've looked at the numbers, they just, they're going up, and there's really no good answer to why we're getting more vehicle accidents. I think people just need to slow down and be careful and not drink and drive.
I have a question along that line. I know that police officers do, do a breath analyzer and all that kind of thing to find out if somebody's intoxicated with alcohol. Is there a test for marijuana?
At this time, I wouldn't know that. That would be something they'd ask the contrast sheriff's office at that point. But
yeah, that to me would relate to some of the problem.
It was on the news tonight.
Oh,
it was tonight. They're going to be a breathalyzer for
me. Yeah, so I've been doing this all day, so I haven't had a chance to watch the news yet. So
you're on top of it.
Watch the news.
Okay, Chief, thank you very much. Appreciate the report.
Thanks.
Thank you. Come on. Presentations. The Lions Club is here.
Okay. All right. So good evening. I want to go ahead and introduce Brian Gatteau and Amy Buck from the Discovery Bay Lions Club. We have some checks to give out tonight.
Well, back at it again. So tonight I'm going to present two checks. I'm going to present the remaining amount from the Summer Jam concert series. I apologize, I don't have the exact amount, but I want to say it was approximately $9,000 what the cumulative for both concerts were. So tonight's check is the remaining amount, $2,800 approximately. So we got Summer Jam 2 coming up, or Summer Jam 1 coming up in June 2nd. So we'll see, hopefully we did repeat this, and obviously why not.
Yeah,
that's so, great. Check number one.
Go ahead,
Nelson,
the other one. Let's do the other one.
Let me meet Amy now, because Amy was very involved in the Bozok parade, so I
guess she was.
So I have to take off my glasses to read this. We raised $4,305, and we are presenting you with
$2,305. Thank you.
Just get up here, buddy.
Yeah.
Come on here, buddy.
Official seal.
Yeah, there we go.
In the money. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. And let's do one this way. Just
in case.
All right.
Get the press in here.
Thanks so much.
Obviously, the Lions Club likes to be center a lot, so.
Thank you, Lions Club.
No matter what you want.
Good luck with your boat show this weekend.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you again, Ryan. Amy, thanks. Violio, come on up. Bernie?
Good evening. Hi. Not very well. Safe practices at work. Our number one heart, work safe, think about what you're doing, training we did. All monthly and quarterly reports were submitted on time to the board, state board, water board, and wastewater boards. 53 million gallons of water was produced in the month of April. You can start seeing some books, start getting a little warmer. All wells are active. You can see we're kind of getting back in the line of high production time of the summer. Still around 43-44% reduction from 2013, so we continue to reduce our use. Hypo use is based on water demand. Wastewater, well, the parameters, we're basically making drinking water quality water currently. No permit violations, all lift stations are running beautifully. We did have some power outages up Monday and Tuesday. We were out all the generators around town. Everything worked out well. And the staff continues to do a great job on keeping things, work orders done, keeping machinery running. The backlog continues to drop. We're down to 3. That's over 60 days. That's just waiting on long lead items to come in. Things are running beautifully right now. Minor call outs. So, had to run well.
Questions?
Question for me.
Go ahead, Bill.
On the electrical outage in our lift stations, if you need to bring a transformer out, I mean, a generator, what's our average time frame to kind of mobilize people and get that out there, and how much time do we have before things start to back up?
Well, it depends on what this lift station is. We're buried. We got some at 24 hours, some about 4 hours, like we were They surcharge the sewer line. Our response time is about 30, 35 minutes, depends on the call, who's on call. But as soon as they get a call, I get a call, and I'm usually the first one on site. Like this Monday and Tuesday, we had started off with lift station F, which is one of the most critical ones. By the time we got there, we got the generator hooked up, the power was back on here. So then we moved over to lift station E, which feeds F. And we were there, we pumped it down a couple times, and it was down about 2 hours. So what happens is the lines surcharge and fill up. And it depends on the time of night, like it was 8, 9, 10 o'clock. There's not a lot of people using the restroom because their lights are off and their mats will leave in the house. So. And so that come on, it came on in stages. The biggest issue was lift station G. PG&E could not find the issue, so we stopped Monday night, came back Tuesday, and they did find a major electrical issue over there, and they had to stay there all day. One of the faults was completely full of water. The components in it was all rusted. So we ran G for about a day and a half. We actually moved it this morning. So just depends on what station, but response time is usually about 30 minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, in time for a disaster or something.
Sure, yes. We, as soon as we get a power out, we jump on it.
Thank you.
So, Bernie, any lessons learned from this? We don't seem to get that many power outages, but in this case, we get two fairly close to each other. Everything sounds like it went well, but there are lessons learned?
No, not really. We're really at the mercy of PG&E. The biggest issue we have with PG&E is that they're just not very friendly to us when we call them. They will not give us information. Even though we're supposed to have a liaison out here, they just don't feed us back, so we're kind of going blindly. So we just do what we need to do on the generators. We're limited on, when we got like five stations down, we put one generator at a critical station, then we haul another one around to all of them, put them up and down, So that's probably the biggest issue is just coordinating with PG&E. The guys that came out, they're not very helpful. They just say, we don't know. And so we're trying to coordinate and plan, but all we get is we don't know. So we just do our thing.
So a question to staff, is that something we can do to help?
Same for staff.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that clock can go to a different customer.
Okay. Thanks, Brian.
You're
welcome. Thanks, Brian. Okay, item G1, staff.
Three board seats expire on December 6th of this year. The general election for these seats will be held on Tuesday, November 6th. The district is required to adopt a resolution that directs the election and specifies that the election be consolidated and whether the district will pay for the candidate statements. This resolution and other related documents contained in your packet must be submitted to the County Elections Department by July 5th. Using the same choice criteria that was used in the 2016 board election, the election documents in draft form provide for a decision by lot in the event of a tie vote, that the candidate pay for their own candidate statement, and that the cost of the statement be $233 for 250 words, as outlined in the county's candidate statement cost table. Also, please note that you've been provided an updated draft special district worksheet that corrects the date above our seal on page 2 of 2. Staff recommends that you adopt resolution 2018-05 and approve the notice to county elections official special district worksheet is corrected, and the elected officials in term of office report, and direct me to provide these documents to the elections department by July 5th, 2018. That concludes my report.
Any questions from the public on the elections? Okay, any comments or questions from staff?
Move staff recommendation.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Hearing no further discussion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the motion carries. Just out of curiosity, bylaw just means what? Luck of the draw? You break a tie by pulling this short straw?
For what?
Pull a name out of the hat.
An election bylaw. If there's a tie,
the election is just...
It's determined by law. They'll put the names in a hat and they'll pull a name out.
That is correct.
Wow. I don't think I ever remember seeing that before. Interesting.
Pretty unlikely to happen.
Well, that's why I'm letting it slide.
I had a jurisdiction with two.
Two?
Flip for them.
Yeah.
I had to flip for it.
That's pretty reasonable. That's pretty usual, huh?
Really, I've 20 years of doing this.
No,
I've never had one that happened.
That's a typical way of resolving it by...
Well, that's the way the state legislatures identify you resolve.
Well, we have a choice. We could go with a runoff.
Yeah.
You could. You could pay for a runoff.
Yeah, that's a thing. I don't think
pay for a runoff.
You could pay for a runoff.
Okay. No, we've already voted. I was just curious. That's all. Moving along. Director's reports. Standing committee reports. We did have an internal, whatever it's called. What's our meeting called?
Internal operations.
Operations. I was going to say audit, and that's not correct. Internal operations meeting last week, and I have nothing to report.
You didn't have a meeting?
We did have a meeting, but it was
internal.
There was one item that was discussed, and nothing was resolved, so there's nothing to report.
I got it. The last minute, I wasn't able to report on it, but we had a park and rec committee a few weeks ago. And I just want to thank again the Lions Club and the Pause in the Park event here. We had over 60 animals here. We probably had a couple hundred people show up. And I just want to say it was well organized, and the staff did a really great job helping make the community a good home there. But I mean, it was a good turnout. I hope it's a kickoff for more things. But I just want to say that's going great, and the swim team. It's doing an outstanding job here, Mac. I know it's been a lot of work with everybody to keep the swim team going, but Harper Mac is doing a great job, so thank you.
The only thing that I would throw out is I attended a luncheon. It was a ladies' real estate group that met up at Trilogy. It was a luncheon where we had town officials from Brentwood and Oakley. Pittsburgh was supposed to be there, didn't show up. And we did a roundtable, just a discussion on whatever the real estate agents wanted to know. Biggest subject for Discovery Bay, surprise, would be water meters. And the second was, what is the forecast for future development within Discovery Bay? And we talked a little bit about Pantages. We talked about Newport Point. Everything went very well. Good meeting.
Thank you. Any other reports? Manager's report. Any report from our managers? Okay, nobody's jumping up. General manager's report.
Yes, as you know, we are down two positions. We had Willow left for Diablo Water, and so we are in the process of hiring for her position in the front office. We had 27 applications, I believe, so we will be on the 23rd, we're going to be interviewing candidates for that position, and then we are also opening it up for a landscaper position. One of our people went over to Tracy, so we'll wait and see how many apps we get in. Yes.
Who was that?
That was Sheridan.
Okay. Okay. 27. That just shows us there's not a lot of work in Discovery Bay, right? And that's a lot of applicants for a little town. Yeah.
Just a question on the 23rd. Is what you start the interview or you start the selection process?
We are interviewing the applicants, and that's the first round of interviews.
Got it. Okay. Thanks.
Council.
Nothing for me.
No correspondence listed. Future agenda items. Okay, hearing none at this time, I would turn this over to council for a closed session.
Thank you. The Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors will adjourn into closed session per the item listed on the agenda as N1 with one change. There's only one potential case, not two.